Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, this is The Diary. This is your host, Stacy, and I'm here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, July 25th, and I'm happy, as always, to be on the air. Thank you for those that are listening now and a whole bunch of you guys that listen after. I do want to thank you for listening. I got new listeners' pictures added on the show page, and I'm hoping and praying that somebody is listening to what I have to say. So I'm here today to talk about some interesting things that are on my mind. And, you know, I use that word, you know, stop being a nigga. That's the campaign today, the Stop Being a Nigga campaign. And, you know, I use that word and I use it freely because I always start with that word or any word. You know, a word only has the power that you give it. And my experience with my black people this week is really something that, you know, it makes me cry. You know, it makes me cry, whether we're talking about my daughter letting herself be disrespected, or we're talking about business, black business owners, or we talking about just regular people, I mean, or we talking about these young African-American females out here in the world and what they doing, you know, or whatever we're talking about. You know, I mean, I use that word because to me that word means to me, it's somebody that just don't give a damn about themselves and nobody else. That's what that word means to me. That word means you on this earth, but you can look at somebody just like you and spit on them. Watch him die in the street. You don't give a damn. Or you think you're so damn high and mighty that you get a little taste of somebody that might be a little different from you, and you act like a goddamn fool. So, yeah, that's what a nigga is to me. And my parents, you know, Willie and Willa Mae Johnson, that were married and had 11 kids. The one thing that they did, they devoted their lives, and they talked to us. They said, babe, the one thing I want to make sure as you walk through this life, because the world already going to look at you like a nigga, but I want you to be able to hold your head up and show them that, yeah, you may be able, yeah, some of us out there is like that, but not my kids, not none of the Johnson kids. We handle our business. And that was my mother and father's. You know, that's why I got 10 siblings that all have degrees, except for my sister that's disabled. You know, we all did something with our lives because our parents made sure they gave us a background, something to stand on, something to believe in, gave us pride in ourselves. But yet, and still, they were examples themselves. You know, they didn't let me tell them what kind of parent they were going to be to me. They were the parents they felt they needed to be. And that's what, you know, this week was crazy. It was crazy. And I believe it was only crazy because I made a decision in my life that I thank God. You know, I thank God I had my kids early because I had my kids at 23, 25, and 28, and now I'm 45. All my kids are grown. My boys made sure they didn't live with me because they disrespect. You know, I can't have that. I got to honor Willie and Willa Mae Johnson, you know. So they with their dad right now, which is a blessing. You know, and I just have to respect the things that my parents did, and that's how I live my life. This week was crazy. Whether I dealt with my kids, dealt with business owners, dealt with young girls out there, dealt with people that one minute they're on your bandwagon. See, and this is nigga right here. I'm on your bandwagon if I think you got something for me. But as soon as I know you got to put in a little work, or I got to put in as much work as you, oh, no, that's too much for me. That's too much for me. This is work. You talking about work, right? Oh, I thought I was just going to sit on you and get what you got, get a little bit of what you already did. No, it's time out for that shit. It's time out for that all the way around. And this show is specific to my black people because we have to do something. Every other nationality of people are able to join together and do something. We can't do anything, whether it's family coming to agree to disagree, businesses coming together, people that's down and out. You ain't got shit, but it's still too much work for you. And you ain't got shit to do. You ain't got shit to do, but what I'm asking you to do is too much work for you. That's a nigga mentality. That's going to keep us where we've always been. So now on my decision to be a celibate individual for the rest of my life. And I talked to people about it. I said, I bet the relationships in your life that have given you, or the things that have given you the most hell, most grief, I bet are relationships, romantic, otherwise, marriages, all that stuff. I bet those are the ones that really fucked your life over, huh? Kept you from doing what it was you were supposed to do, huh? And they say, yeah, pretty much. I know, shit. If I wouldn't have married a smart motherfucker, I probably would have a doctorate from UCLA right now instead of what I got. You know, I would probably, you know, and then my daughter say, you so angry. Well, yeah, because I'm the smartest motherfucker around, and I'm tired of being the smartest motherfucker around. Everybody wants something, but don't nobody want to work. So I decided, you know, because I've always struggled with my sexuality, surprise. But my main goal in the rest of this, hopefully the 45 I have left, is that I do what exactly I know I should do with my life. And I know I should concentrate on making somebody's life better. That's always been the goal of my life, whether I had a job, didn't have a job. But little, I did it. Now that I'm a grown, that's the goal of my life, through my nonprofit association, the Association of African American Single Mothers, or me personally, Stacy Felicia Johnson, is to live every day in order to make somebody's life better, and whatever I have to do that. And so I thought, you know, I'm sitting here worrying, you know, I chose not to have relationships while I was raising my kids. And my kids, you just a loser or something. But they never knew that was a conscious decision that I made, that once I couldn't be with their dad, once I wasn't married anymore, I wasn't going to bring every Tom, Dick, and Harry in their house trying to be their daddy to them and causing us all more grief. You know, I respected my kids enough to say, this is your home. It's going to stay your home. I can do my thing. I can get my grind on once you're gone. And that's exactly what I did. And that's, you know, and now I'm at the point where, okay, relationship-wise, do I want to grow old alone? You know, I see my best friend in a marriage. She's absolutely miserable. And she's been married since I was married. So Freddie's 20. She's been married for 20 years and been miserable for 20 years. Her sisters, all their husbands have been unfaithful. All of her sisters' husbands have fucked around on the women. Even female relationships, them broads is nutty. And women come after me just like men. I could take my pick if I wanted to. Somebody said, why are you going to be celibate when you can have both? I said, you stupid. I said, think of that way right there. It may let me know you dumb. All right, so I made the decision because at the last 45 of my life, I wanted to have a high life. I want to live the high life. And I don't mean be high like most dumb motherfuckers right now. I think, oh, you want to get high? No, I want to live the life that's above all the rest of you average people that love being average, love living an average way. I want to be above all of that so I can every day of my life bring somebody up. So in order to do that, you've got to come to reality and come to terms about who it is and what you are. And the good book says, you know, stay where you were when you were saved. And that always got to me because I was saved and I was celibate when I was saved, and that was 10, 12 years ago or whenever, whatever it was. You know, so I'm like, I'm going to stay that way. I'm going to see. You know, because that takes the pressure off of other people. It takes the pressure off of me, and I can love everybody. And when I made that decision about a week ago, you know, and every time you make a major jump and a major decision in your life and understand it, with it, the door open and with it, many adversaries, well, I made the decision to say my sexuality means nothing to you or me because I don't have one. I'm in love with Jesus. I got to concentrate on what he wants me to do. So in order to do that, I've let you go. And my brother was a priest, so it's possible. People can be celibate. You ain't got to get your fuck on. You ain't got to get your grind on. And so that's the thing. I'm where I want to highlight. So me and God had a little conversation. As soon as I made the decision in my soul to say celibacy, Stacy, that way, take the pressure off of everybody, you know, everybody that knows you and yourself. Because you don't know what's happening, take the pressure off yourself. And it was like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. And I'm already free, and that was even more freedom for me, and I loved it, you know. So I can do it. I want to live the high life. So I'm deciding to focus on making other people's lives better. Me in particular, it's all about those young black males that don't have any way. I'm going to focus on the high life. I'm going to focus on not cussing as much and not being a procrastinator. So nobody's saying I'm perfect. Nobody's perfect. As long as we're breathing and living and our name is not Jesus Christ, we're not perfect. But we know the perfect one. At least we should. At least we should be trying. So, you know, this whole series, stop being a nigga. You know, a nigga is a way of being. A nigga could be a way of being, a way of acting, and a way of thinking. You could be a nigga in your thinking. You could be a nigga in your actions. You could be a nigga in your way of thinking. You could be a nigga in just being, don't even know you're a nigga in your nigga. And it's that kind of mentality that will keep you under and keep you back and keep you whatever. So, you know, I'm free. And, you know, this the thing is like I just have to check people. I just have to check people, including Shirley, the Shirley chick that just got fired because she was a nigga. You know, that's the nigga treatment. And then they have to go back and apologize. When it's a nigga, we can just do anything. See, so nobody respects us, but we got to learn how to respect ourselves. So this is the Stop Being a Nigga series. I'm going to talk about doing nigga business and how you need to stop. Stop doing nigga business because you're going to have nigga money when you do nigga business. And that's my whole thing. So we're going to take a break. This is the diary. I love black people. You know, and I hope black people love black people because we have to do something. And I've been feeling really bad. You know, my daughter went off on me, said I was so angry. Why are you so angry? You need to think about why you're angry. And you don't want, she don't want to talk to me until I blossom. What did she say? No, until I grow. When I grow, I will be in a position to talk to her as her mother. So I said, okay, I'm going to talk to you when I grow. I don't know when that is. The same phone you cussing me out on, I'm paying for. Who need to grow? Anyway, this is a diary where I need to grow. I'm going to take a break, and you need to know that I love you, baby. This is Flying Bass. We need some bump, diddy, bump, bump, bump. See, and I don't give a fuck. Because when you know, see, there go that cuss word. Man, I don't care. Because when you know the one who knows, you can hear everything that people spout out at you. But if you know the word, you can say, okay, does that line up with the word? No. Okay, next, what are you saying? Can I hear you? And that's just how I was talking. Okay, baby, all right, sweetie, okay. When I blossom, I will call you back. This is the diary, baby, where I'm going to blossom. Be right back. Sunday, July 25th, where I'm going to stop cussing a lot. So, you know, I just want to talk about stop being a nigga and just my experience, you know, because I expect so much out of people, out of my kids, you know, just in character, you know, I expect a lot out of people in character. And I'm not saying that people don't make mistakes, okay? And they say, oh, character, you owe this person money. Well, yeah, that's, I do. You know, but that's not a character flaw. You know, it's not like I haven't tried to reach these people, and you know, they're too mad to even call me back. And it's like, you know, I ain't got a job. But it's more important to me to reach out to you and let you know I understand why you're mad than to dodge you. You know, it's not important. God got all the money I need. That's what I'm saying. If, like my dad said, if you believe in God and you ain't evil, then why are you so angry? And I was like, well, Jesus went through, you know, in the temple and the fools was out there changing the money, and Jesus straight kicked them tables over. What was he supposed to do? God said, please stop doing that. No, that made Jesus angry. So we don't have, just because we say we believe in Jesus, that's why, you know, don't nobody say nothing about Jesus. If you have a relationship with, don't judge me and say you ain't like Jesus because of that. You worry about how you being like Jesus. Okay, because I know how I'm trying every morning when I get up to be like Jesus. I get up at 4:30 to talk to Jesus. Who do you get up at 4:30 to talk to? Who do you get up at 4:30 and look at? Even in my heart of hearts, even if I wanted a relationship, I couldn't have sex with somebody as old as I am. If that start irking me, because, you know, I'm getting closer to death than to birth, right? So I don't want to meet my maker and say, Stacey, you know what, as much people did, you fed a lot of people. You did a lot of shit, but your sexuality fucked you off. And I'm not saying that being gay is wrong or bad, but for me and my personal choice, that's why I had to do it, because I don't know. I don't know it, and I know a lot of gay people that I love, and I love the bravery of an outwardly gay person. That is the bravest soul, especially in our ignorant-ass society today. For you to be out and gay, you're brave. So I'll take you with me to a fight any day, as opposed to some straight brother on the down low, sister on the down low. You know what? I had to give it up myself. You know what? I ain't sure, so I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna dedicate body to Christ. That ain't saying I'm gonna still be my tip tipsy. I'm still drinking. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to that, I ain't sure. And I don't want to find out after I think I've done this work for these kids and other people on this earth, and my shit be like, no, you were wrong. I ain't sure. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about Stacy. Well, it fits for Stacy, only fits for Stacy. But hope is for everybody. Love is for everybody. Peace is for everybody. And if we all talk about it, that's what we're going to have. But if we talk about, you gay, so get out, or something wrong with you, or, oh, I can't, girl, nah, this too, no, girl, that's what you're going to have. So, nigga activity, and we need to stop. Now, we already talked about Shirley Sharon. You know, nobody asked no questions before she got fired, but I love, you know, she got, you know, God requires justice. He really does. So remember that in everything you do. Somebody fuck you over, don't trip. Believe that you will get yours. Karma, bitch, and it's real. Not a cuss word. I need to put a quarter. Every time I cuss, I'm going to put a quarter. I got a quarter right here. I'm going to put a quarter on top of my NJ bottle, baby. There we go. First quarter. There we go. I ain't going to cut. Because I need to stop that. God don't want my mouth to be bad. Because that turns some people off. I can be funny without being profane. So, there we go. What was I talking about? Okay. So, they just let her go. Blah, blah, blah. And let's go on to the bigger issue. So, you know, I have a consulting firm that I'm trying to desperately to start. A consulting firm, and I consult businesses. I specialize in consulting construction firms because that's my specialty. I've worked for an insurance company, like I said before, 10 years, got a lot of experience. I have a degree, and I had two professional designations, and I've adjusted every claim from slip and falls to rear end accident, everything but workers' comp. So my job is to go to, and what I would love to go to, because I give a lot of money, of course, to my nonprofit, and probably all of my money from every business, like I said, will always go to my nonprofit, and my nonprofit goes to help these young boys. And there's a real star at the end of all of this fucked up week that I had, which is my whole purpose for doing everything I did. So I went to talk to a beauty shop because, you know, yeah, we visit and we say, yeah, we need a website. We'd like to talk to you about that. I say, well, you know, I'm a consulting firm. The way we get in is if you don't have a website, we do a very nice one for you. Everything's nice. And then we try to consult you on your business. What's your business problem? Oh, not enough customers. Okay. Well, I do research because that's what I do, and to see what are the best ways to promote a beauty salon. So this dude, gung-ho, went one time and said, bang, he got one visit. Let's come back and see you and talk about business. We'll do it. You know, that's how you do it. So we went to see him once, hey, why don't you come back again? So I went back with me. We talked, had a long conversation. We talked hours. So we went back twice, that's twice. Oh, you can do what, and your daughter can do what, and her friends can do what? Got everybody in there. This is an African-American shop. Okay, can you come back? Third come back. So this third time. Third time come back. Can you come back tonight to the meeting? Tell us all about what you do. Give us your ideas. We're going to tell them we do on the website, and we're going to get things rolling. So I'm like, okay, so I should be picking up the check. You told me to send you the contract. The contract, yeah, I've been there three times now, African-American business. And usually by the second time, with every other nationality, I usually, if they want my service, they want it. At least the website, we get that started. Because we got everything. If they got money, I got resources. We can do it. Okay, third time we go back, and that meeting's even longer. So the wife's in charge, knows nothing about business, marketing, anything. Her biggest dream to boost business is a text-only flyer that gives away a bunch of free stuff. And so I tried to tell you, look, you got to be creative, but, here in certain way, I had bullet points, 10 points. Oh, that was a good idea. That was good. Well, you can see that look on her face. She didn't appreciate me coming telling her. She in charge but don't know nothing about business, marketing. And then we got to, well, I've been doing this for 20 years. Well, yeah, but you say you don't have any business. And that's why I'm here. So either you don't need my help or you do. And this is my third time coming. So I pulled her husband aside. He said, oh, don't worry about them. Let them go through their thing. We tell them, you need uniforms. You need to look professional. What? I got to wear a uniform? Oh, no. What you talking about? Everything? Oh, Lord. No. Oh, no, Lord. Okay, well. Yeah, okay. Well, if you want something other than black dollars, you have to have something other than ghetto people doing hair. You need, you want to invite the Asian community. You want to invite the Hispanic community. You need all of those kind of stylists, Oh, yeah, we try. We thought about that. You said you've been doing this for 20 years. Okay, and tell your girls, they all can't park in customer parking in front of the door. So we give them that kind of stuff. They didn't like it, of course. Because black people, you can't tell them shit because they niggas. You can't go and tell niggas anything. They get offended before they get happy. Man, so we leave. Me and Jesse know. Ain't nothing going down there. Well, we just wasted 3 days, gas, a whole bunch of time, your time, my time, everybody's time. Because I've done this before. This ain't nothing new. I've worked over the phone to other nationalities and people. They didn't even see my face. I was in PayPal. They didn't even see me. All the black people come down four times, and then, no, I ain't interested. And then don't call you back. You got to call them back. And what I call that, that's nigga business. When you do, with black people, when you do business like that, that's nigga business. Either you're going to do the business or you're not. So the third time, he pulled me aside. Well, how much you need just to get started? I'm like, what? Now, if somebody white came in here and told you, I'm going to do a website for probably twice what I was going to do for your nigga ass, you going to tell him how much he needs? Or just because you think I'm a nigga, I see what you got. No, nigga, just say what it say. Do you have that or don't you? And you've had me come down here three times. I said in my head, I didn't say it out of my mouth. That was before I left third time. So I let that go all week last week. I called nigga man. Ain't no answer. Ain't no, left three messages on the cell phone. Hey, we saw you, we were just a girl, like a professional, like I'm supposed to do as I'm building the business. Three phone calls, no answer. One at the shop, no answer. So I must have caught him off guard on Friday. Hi, this is Stacy. Stacy, how you doing? Oh, I'm fine. What are we doing? So we get into it. And, I'm crazy. That's my daughter. I said, why are you so angry? I said, because unless black people call black people out, ain't nobody going to call your ass out. So I said, with all due respect, dude, and I said his name, I ain't going to say his name. I said, with all due respect, we talking about you, I want to get the community and all the black people got to get together, blah, blah, blah. And that was all the talk he was talking when we was in his face. That's what I want to be. I want to be a hub with all them kids. I'm going to help the kids. I'm going to help everybody. Nigga, help yourself. Now you ain't got no money for the website. Well, I was going to ask every all the beauticians to donate $50. Well, that don't add up to it. I said, and anyway, look, that's your shop. That's not their shop. And they niggas. You talking about asking niggas for extra money other than the fees they give you? Are you out of your mind? So I said, you're doing nigga business. They shouldn't pay for your website. So they say, well, what if I leave? My man, they niggas. I said, even for you to ask that, I'm saying, see, this is what I do. I try to help dumb people in business to stay in business. I said, that's dumb. That's your business. That's not their business. So if you have the money, you don't. I don't mind you not having the money, but don't string me along. And I told him, every black business I go to is the same one. I get the treatment, the same treatment you get. I said, we got to stop doing that. And our nationalities don't respect us. So how are we ever going to build a team of anything when we're doing nigga business? You can't do nigga business and expect white people money, honey. So everybody mad at me. But I don't care. This is the last fucking day. But don't ask me for my help. And I'm going to put it to you straight. But I didn't ask you to go. But you didn't ask us nothing. You didn't put in no work, did you? That's nigga business. For you to even say that to me, that's nigga mentality. So you tell me how you done planned this camping trip, but you ain't planning your business. I planned a camping trip 6 months. I said, okay, do you have a business plan? Yeah, I do. I got one from 1999. I said, nigga, it is 2010. That was good for 1999. And you should have been talking from, what, 1994 on up. Where's the one from today and on the forward? You see, you're doing nigga business. And then don't get mad at me. How ask the white people with their business plan. It don't say 1999. It say 2010 to 2015. I'm trying to help you. You know, that's nigga business. So I'm going to take a break. You see what I'm saying? That was the first part of the week. So you have me and my daughter running all over town making us say we got a sale, which we don't mind not having a sale, but don't act like we do. Because you're the only nationality of people, my black people, that want everything you got to give but then want to strike a deal when it comes to the end. No. I'm not going to give you half a website, and I'm not going to give you a nigga website. I'm going to give you something like I say I'm going to give you. So I need the money like you say you're going to give. That's nigga business. We got to stop doing that. That's why there ain't five of us on that block he was at. There's not five of us. But we all going in there to buy something from the other ones. It's a damn shame. This is a diary. What I need? Ghetto bound. When you do nigga business, that's where you're going to be. Don't tell me you got a business plan from 1999 to be proud about it. And don't even know that's nigga business. Are you doing business or are you hoping to do business? You got to have a plan, people. Black people, you got to have a plan. And don't let somebody that don't know shit about anything run your business. I said, honey, I know she your wife, but this ain't the bedroom, honey. This the boardroom. Dumb nigga business. We'll be back. Ghetto bam. down, baby. This is the diary. This is Stacy. I had a fucked up week. Oh, damn. Damn's not a bad word. Okay, I'm giving a quarter for the F word. There we go. All right. I'm going to check back, and I'm going to see if I owe myself any more quarters. All right, this is the diary. So we talking about Negroes. No, we ain't talking about Negroes because that's good. Niggas. We talking about niggas. And not doing. Don't be a nigga. Stop it. So what we going to start doing on the show, and I even told her, I said, I just want to give you a call, let you know I ain't doing business with you. Well, I thought you said you was going to do it. I said, I gave you all week to see what kind of man, if I could work with you. I said, you know, I called you four times, left you four messages. You can't tell me if I would say, hey, I got a check for you. You would have been not only on the phone but at the door. So don't do nigga business and expect me to work with you. No, I ain't working with you. Okay, I'm going to let you know. I said, because you letting your wife who don't know nothing run something. And I don't need that headache. If you're going to do business, we're going to do business the way business is supposed to be done. I'm here to do this so I ain't got to work for white people. I ain't trying to rely on my shit from niggas hoping y'all know what you're doing and you don't even want to listen. See, black people don't listen. We don't listen. We know everything. Oh, but we ain't got shit. The proof ain't in your pudding, baby. Anyway, nigga business. So, now let's talk about my kids. My kid, my daughter, the love of my life. You know, and I ain't going to put too much out there, but, you know, my thing is, you know, we had a birthday party. My grandson turned two and everything. You know, I do fuck shit up. I fuck shit up. Keep it every. All right? I even fucked that up. You know, shit. Ooh, people crazy. That's why I said, tell everybody. She, you don't want to be with your husband or you, bitch. Oh, damn it. Another quarter. There we go. That's two dimes and a nickel. You know, people so worried about that. It messes up stuff. So, okay, baby's birthday. You know, and I love my kids. And, you know, I've always been a defender. That's the worst thing, I guess, that could have happened is that I had kids. Because, you know, ain't nobody going to walk over my kid and think it's cute. Okay, so my daughter, you know, then went out and did something that I, you know, broke my heart and having a baby out of wedlock with one nigga. Okay. All right, she met this new nigga. He visiting. But, you know, you've been here a while, and bottom line, oh, yeah, I'm still short on the rent. I'm like, well, damn. You know, I mean, where I come from, I come from the hood. You know, my mom didn't play that shit. Once you was with a nigga, don't ask her for nothing, okay? Don't ask me for nothing if you sleeping with a nigga. If a nigga's up in your house, honey, that means you're married. Don't ask me for nothing. So I was always with that. And that was always my mom's philosophy, and I respect my mom for that to this day. You know, so, yeah, if I'm going to be with good or sorry, guess what, I ain't getting help from my family. But see, now we give them that ever, everything's cute, they can be promiscuous, they can do all that, and it's still cute. But they say they can cuss you out, but still need you, all that shit's cute. So, you know, I'm like talking the birthday party, I'm outside with the fellas, because that's my job. Her daddy ain't here, that's my job. And her daddy should have been saying it when that sorry nigga saw, you know, in Vegas. If he didn't say it, he should have been. Is Jesse drink, okay? Because, you know, and my thing was, bottom line, I said, and I didn't say it nice. Okay, I didn't say it nice. All right? I said, well, you having sex with her, aren't you? Well, if you're having sex with her, where would you be, babe? And, you know, he went, oh, I'm depressed. I'm really depressed. You ain't paying rent in 2 months. You know, no, just got food, just got everything. And you're having sex. What you depressed about? You should be because you're a man and you ain't doing shit. Yeah, you should be depressed because that's supposed to be against man's nature. Male. A man should be depressed if he's sitting on his ass watching a woman walk out the door and go to work. Yeah, you're right. But I'm trying to tell you how to flip your switch. Because I know, obviously, your daddy wasn't around. All the daddies ain't around, so they don't know. But guess what? I'm mama and daddy up in this bitch. All right? I'm talking. Now, that's a female dog. I don't think technically that's a cuss word. But I'm going to give myself a quarter anyway. You know what I'm saying? So everybody got mad. And the party was over. And then people don't even know I invite you. I don't know you. They were there, so they're like, ooh, she crazy. Well, yeah, when you meet me off top, she crazy. Yeah, she crazy. But guess what? Look at her track record, my God. Look at her track record. She raised 3 kids by herself, 2 boys, ain't nobody got no felony. Thank by the grace of God, now they with their daddy by the grace of God. Okay. She got a degree on the wall. Everybody walking, oh, is that you? Yes. Yes, that's me. All that's me. All that, all in papers, don't it say Stacy Felicia Johnson? That's me. What's your, where your papers? Oh, one sorry nigga left you, and then you just jumped on the dick of another one. That's how you got through the past 50 years. No, but that's not how I did it. So don't come at me with your advice. You don't know me. You know what? Did you get my message? I want to talk to you. Well, you know what? I called you. I've known you since last Friday. That's like somebody wanting to put a blessing on me that I don't know. Same thing. You know, save yourself. I'm straight up keeping it real. Save yourself, honey. I've known you a week. Because I don't want to give you an opportunity to offend me because you don't know what you're talking about. I don't try to talk to anybody about anything that I've not walked a mile in no shoes. Your daughter is 16, baby. Your fun is just about to begin. Trust. Oh, yes, she did. She did. Yes, she was good too. Jesse went to that same school your kid go to. Yeah, Jesse was an 18. Same thing. But that magical number 18, they lose their minds, and it don't make a difference what you say. But I'm going to let you figure that out on your own. And if you don't, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. But I'm trying to let you know, don't judge me if you have never walked a mile in my shoes. So save this little talk you want to have with me because I don't want to give you the opportunity to get cussed out, basically, and in my mind. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me from Adam. So, no, I gave you a little tape. I gave it a secret. Watch that because what you need to do is stop, you know, if you want to keep it real, all right? You need to quit having so much negative stuff out your mouth while your husband is praying. You taking the prayer off by being so negative. I've heard it in the 2 days I've known you. But I didn't say that. I don't need to tell you that, but I'm going to tell you now if you're listening. Your husband got his Bible open. You negative in the living room. Well, that cancels each other out. Get on his page. If you can't get a job, at least get on his page. That's why I don't worry about relationships because they got to be on your page. If they ain't on your, if you working and they ain't on your page. And if they you work it and they ain't trying to lift you up every day, at least keep your mouth right for him. Because he could get laid off, too, if your mouth is wrong. People don't know. That's why people don't know me. Don't judge me. You don't know me. You don't know me. Because you don't take the time to know me. And me is a big thing. Because people that really know me, they love me. People that really keep it real, they say, I love this. They're crazy. But you love to see her coming. Because she's going to bring you something. And she's going to kick some knowledge. And if you need to know something, guess who? You can always call. But I always tell Baba, I got to blossom now. We at a turning point where I got to blossom before I can continue to be Jessica's mother. Because I don't understand that it's okay if she has sex and not get the victory. I don't understand that that's okay. I'm evil. Why are you so evil? If you believe in God, mind, why are you evil? I say, wait. You living in sin. Wait. You living in sin with some nigga, and he ain't paying the rent, though. And I'm evil? I'm like, okay, I need to blossom, my baby. Now, I ain't never going to blossom into that, like I said in the beginning of the show. My mama was the mama that she knew she had to be for me. Okay? That's why I told her, I had to stop her. She kept going. You can't stop her when she started going. I'm not going to be the mama you want me to be, honey. I'm going to be the mama God made me to be. Okay? So I'll blossom. I'll do all that shit. Like I said, you cussing me out on the phone, I've been paying for. Okay? You've been getting food. Let's talk about blossoming. At least if you couldn't give me no money for your cell phone bill, this is how I think. See, that's how I think because I'm a child of God. This is how I think while I'm being called evil. I've been paying this girl's cell phone bill, high-class cell phone, Blackberry and shit. You know, ain't no cheap shit. She ain't got no Metro phone. You don't limit everything. Got my Kinect card. Got her shit cut off. Why the nigga there? Cable cut out. Why the nigga there? You ain't got, okay. Give me my Kinect card. Got my Kinect card. All right, cool. I need to blossom. I'm a selfish mother. I need to blossom. I'll do it. I'll do it for you, Jesse, because I love you. That's what I say. Well, I'll call you back when I've blossomed. Okay? Anyway, that's why, you know, you love your kids. You know, that's why it's like you got to be bigger than your kids because you'll be like, what? And I start tipping for tatting with her for a minute. And I was like, you know what? Let me see if that's in line with the word. No, nope, 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 no. I'm not going to be the mother you want me to be right now because you want to live in sin with this nigga that don't want to at least make sure the rent's paid. Get a hustle. Get a hustle. Want me to show you how? I'll get up with somebody on this side and get you a hustle, bro. But my daughter's rent need to be paid. If you're getting your nut off, like I know you are, and they want to come in and giggle about her being pregnant. I'm like, that before the fight, not after. I'm like, that's not it. She's looking at him like, shut your ass up. Okay? So, yeah, everything's funny when you ain't paying rent.
Hell yeah. And I'd be giggling too. Woo! Ain't pay no rent. Shit. My ass will be out here in 8 days if I don't have a miracle. Okay? So God is good. I don't listen to people. That's why I said, quit being a nigga. That's nigga activity, Jesse. If you don't know better, God be with you. You know, God be with you. That's all I can say, because my job's done. My mama used to always say, baby, where you trying to get, honey, I've already been there. Now you have it, because you're evil. Quit being so evil. You're mad at Freddie. You're mad at Chris. You're mad at me. Oh, wait, what? Freddie and Chris, I'm supposed to live with disrespectful sons. Let's see if that lines up with the Bible. No. You being disrespectful, telling me to stick some of my ASS, and it's not a cuss word if I spell it, and someone else says it. It's just for emphasis. I don't owe myself a quarter. You telling me that doesn't line up with the word, so you don't know what you're talking about. So I'm going to go blossom, and I'll check with you later. All right? So let's see. Nigga activity. My kids. Hey, young ladies. You can't have all these babies out of wedlock if you make the nigga do right. Just in case you didn't know, because your mamas ain't telling you. I can tell that. Okay? Why are you so angry? Oh, okay. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to tell you about this. This is the dumbest of them all. You know, and that's why making that celibacy decision, I'm like, yeah. When opportunity opens, so does many adversaries. That's just the devil. And dumb motherfuckers. Dumb niggas. It's just niggas. This nigga shit. So we got to stop it. This is a diary, baby. So we love you, and I love you, and everybody loves you, too. You didn't know I got them vocals. Yeah, I'm gonna. Okay, this is for my daughter in the bedroom for free. There we go. This is a diary where I love you and I love the clown. You know, and that's crazy. I blame my mama because my mama was clown. And I have to be there because I was the youngest. I had to go with her everywhere. And if you did not respect Willa Mae Johnson, you got clown. And I love you, mama, for that because you was a woman that deserved respect. And if you don't live a life like that, then you don't get it. But if you live a life like that and your kids see it, they're going to know what's up. And they're going to demand it at some point. You know, when my husband was stealing shit and hiding it and I had kids in the house, I was like, I'm disrespecting myself. I can't die. You can disrespect me. Or at least you think you can. But I can't disrespect myself. You know, you having sex with me for free is disrespecting myself. But that's just me. I ain't, you know, that's me. And that's my daughter. So what kind of mother am I if I don't say it? I didn't say it pretty. You know, but you know, these are dramatic generation. Everybody got a video. Everybody got a reality show. Everybody's hot. Everybody's rich. Everybody's drunk. When Flavor Flav had 40 women waiting for his ugly half, I knew. Oh, doggy. Look, I'm running out of quarters, people. I knew something. We were going down from there. Anyway, when did Flavor Flav get fine? Anyway, and he old and burnt. Anyway, this is crazy. God, help me. Because these are, you know, I got to stay free. So my mind got to stay free. We can think anything we want to think. But if it don't line up with the word, you're probably being doing really stupid stuff here, boys and girls. So, now, let me talk about this last experience, okay, because this kind of rolls into, this is the generation that's just done for, because they mamas was on crack. So, okay, so life has a birthday party. I've talked to everybody in the complex. Everybody know me. We had a party. That's why I hook up with a lot of people, because everybody likes me. I'm funny. I don't hold my tongue. I'm real. So I'm funny when you like me. See, when it's challenging, that's when, F her. She this, she that. When the opinions differ, that's when, you know, you can't agree to disagree. You just got to be a nigga and do nigga shit. Anyway, so I invited a neighbor who has a little two-year-old girl. And two-year-old Elijah, and I was like, hey, would you like to come? Because she got laid off, and I met her, as a matter of fact, now that I tutor math for kids, because we have to get our kids and our people smart. Everybody's scared of math. You say math, and it's like kryptonite to a nigga. A job and math. Say those two words consecutively to a young male, it's like kryptonite. So I tutor math because math is fun. We have to teach our kids math. My whole goal, I have a campaign, Jesus loves math, and you should too. And the symbol for Jesus is the symbol for math, addition, the cross. Jesus loves math. That's the first operation. So I'm trying to introduce math to children, because adults and shit, and even 20, 30, y'all all fucked up. We may have an opportunity, and I do, definitely, have an opportunity to gain the ear and the respect and the love of these young males that are just totally going by the wayside day after day, and that's real shit. All this other shit is bullshit. What's real is getting out there and doing things that make a real difference for people you can see every day. And I'm going to end with my boy, Kadeem, and I love his name because I love Kadeem Hardison. And I was like, that's your name? I love Kadeem Hardison. And that's his name, and he is a beautiful young boy that's helping me. Okay, so we invite this girl and the baby. They come to the birthday party, and she was there too, and I went off. And as a matter of fact, she said, hey, you're absolutely right. My nigga ran off to Texas and left me here with this baby. You're right. They just run off. They just blah, blah, blah. You're right. So, you know, it depends on your perspective if you go, you know. But then she just, okay, so we must go on to the next day. So Saturday, she called me about 4 or 5 o'clock. Hey, I'm having a kickback, and I know what that is because I got young kids. And I'm like, oh, everybody's young. Y'all just saying you're nine, being stupid. Okay, I'll come. What you want me to bring? Because I like to show these kids I'm relatable, because if you can relate to them, maybe you can say Jesus without them throwing up. So. Okay, I'm bringing up some Malibu. It was really good. That stuff is really good. And I brought that, and we were chilling, having a good time. Her, you know, all the people were coming, and I was getting a little feel from the dudes. And if you see my show page, you know, if you're dumb and you're ignorant, like a lot of young black people are, and a lot of black people are just homophobic, just period. We are, period. You may think that I'm gay. In the way I don't give a fuck about shit. And maybe I've had a few experiences that I don't mind sharing. Because the ladies love me and the guys do too. So I could take my pick, but once again, I pick Jesus. All right? So let's keep that clear. And I always kind of have. You know, I've always been scary when it comes to relationships, because I've always been scary when I was married and had kids. I knew I shouldn't have been married. But see, my life was bigger than being married. My life was about having Freddie and Chris. That's what my life was about, having Freddie and Chris. And showing these young boys, being experienced, defending a young black male whose daddy did run off, and what that does to the boy, and what that does to the family, and what that does, and it's rampant, and it's crazy, and somebody needs to understand and relate. So I think God kind of chose me, because these young boys connect with me, and I could tell them anything, and they will come back to me time after time and say, can you help me? And that's what's important to me. That's my life source. I don't give a fuck about them chicken-headed little hoes. Keep your legs closed. And then these boys won't have these problems that you giving them and y'all giving each other. Keep it real. Anyway. So I go to her party. So we kicking in, talking. One of the little chicken. Okay. Now, my daughter's 22, like 9 days with these little girls. These little girls, everybody's titties is out. Everybody's ass is out. Everybody piercing everything. Everybody got the latest nigga they fucking name tattooed on their neck. You know, all of that. Okay, so, not like my daughter. You know, even though she's classy, you know, we get pros and cons everywhere. So she said, hey, I need a charger. I'm like, and even the girl said, hey, Stacey got a nice place. She was on the lake. She said, we need to have an ex kick her out. The one that invited me. So I'm like, oh, don't trip. Come on, let's go. I'll show you my guy. We have to do the place music, blah, 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 blah. So we do that, come back. I guess her mama shows up now after I done reported her after the office. Her mama shows up, from what I'm saying, and what, the tone just totally changed. And she's a little chicken head looking. She's probably younger than me. And then, long story short, the girl said, my family, my people don't feel comfortable. You got to go. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, what? Uh-huh. And we was just, I was like, oh, okay, they think I'm gay. And the mama, now that I know it's the mama, she probably said, oh, she's gay. She's trying to hit on my daughter. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? Your daughter's like, when I walked in your daughter's house, it smelled like you've been frying 10 pounds of chicken. You know what I'm saying? We make it in tacos. I made the tacos. She takes the bloody paper, puts it on the counter, leaves it there, picks it up. I said, look, like, you have a little baby. Like, I have Elijah, and this is what you should do every day. Soapy water, put a little bit of bleach, and wipe down everything, because you guys will get sick. You know, that kind of stuff I'm telling her before everybody gets there. She's like, oh, okay, cool. And she cool with it. I'll cook everything. Come back, and mama must have been there and thought I was that. And then I left my charger. I left my charger. I knock on the door like LAPD. I'm like, they stop. And the girl, disrespectful. What the fuck you doing to my daughter? Oh, yeah, I ain't going to give you her court. Da, 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 da. And then the mama, you crackhead, this ain't your kind of party. This ain't your kind of party. I was like, what? I said, look, stupid. And I'm going to cuss and I'll give all the quarters. I said, look, bitch, give me my goddamn charger, you stupid hoe. Crackhead, you the crackhead. So I go get my shit. They all cussing me out. And basically what they all came up with, and then I told them I was celibate. And knowing ignorant ass bitches, they probably thought that had something to do with something else. When I was putting two and two together, I was like, when we were talking about it, I said, I'm so free because, you know, you guys have problems in relationships. You know, we talking free, and they're like, yeah, you know, that's true. Even that little chicken head girl. Well, mama got there with her chicken head ass. Okay? It was over. And so I'm walking home, whatever. She has to tell me, bitch, this ain't your kind of party, bitch, blah, blah, blah. I said, come on down here, bitch. I'm going to show you just what kind of party it is. Yeah, you think that bitch move? Talking all that shit from up to here. I'm like, don't trip. I text the girl. I said, I apologize if I offended your people because I got Jesus. I don't care about what no chicken head bitch. Hey, and by the way, if you the mama, what you doing there at the kicking? I ain't at Jesse's kicking it. And if you are, then teach your daughter how to keep her house clean. And teach her not to be smoking and shit in front of her two-year-old. I'm moving the baby back in the room all night. But then I got the problem, so I reported her ass to the office. And see what she don't know. That 30% of the staff that work here are gay. So I'm like, you're in the wrong place hating on gay people, even if I was, nigga. What difference does that make to you? I got a food program. I could have fed you and your family for 2 years like I did other people for free. But no, you make a presumption. You think of one thing, it's totally something else. You a nigga. Look at all of you. Look at all of them. They all looking like hoes. Ain't nobody doing nothing. They either got babies or court cases up in this motherfucker. And you up in here with them. It's a kid. Everybody getting high. So you in here getting high, too. I don't be sitting getting high with my daughter. It's the 4th of July. We drinking a beer. I ain't coming to Jesse's kick at you. Just inappropriate. And I got the problem. That's nigga. That's nigga shit. All week long. From Monday to yesterday. I dealt with niggas and nigga shit. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to start seminars. I'm going to teach ethics. We're going to talk about ethics on the show. We're going to talk about business plans. And no, nigga, if you have a business today, you need today into the future, not 10 years ago. Nigga shit. And after I was feeling bad, I got 7 minutes. And that's why I love Kadeem. Because Kadeem been helping me out. He's been on his little bike, doing stuff for me, getting me copies, making me stuff, cutting paper for me, passing out flyers. And I'm feeling bad, you know, and I'm like, you know what, these motherfuckers, crackheads call me to think I'm this. And basically got hate shit going on up the street. My daughter tell me to fuck myself. I'm doing nigga business with niggas. And right before the show, Kadeem, because he was doing some delivering for me, and I owed him $30, and I had only 27. And I told him today, I said, come back and get your three. I got three. I had three, but I bought coffee. I only had a dollar. So I said, here's a 20, boo. I said, don't bring it back to me. He said, no, Miss Stacey, I'll bring it back today. No, babe, don't bring it back. I'm going to see you tomorrow. You're going to work tomorrow. We're going to hook it up again tomorrow. Don't trip. Bring it back tomorrow. Get your $3 and save my $17. And the last thing that little nigga said to me, that's why fuck all you motherfuckers. I'm sorry, I'll pay that. That little nigga said, he said, Miss Stacy, I really want to thank you. I really want to thank you for him letting me help you and letting me help you and giving me this money because, you know, ain't nobody trying to give us no job. I said, my little nigga, I said, I'm here for you. If ain't nobody else in this motherfucking world here for you, I'm here for you. So don't you tell your brother. He said, that's for me and my brother. We want to thank you. You know, so fuck you hoes. Fuck you bitches. Fuck all of y'all. Because that's what my life is about. At the end of my day, when I was feeling like shit, and I'm like, God, okay, am I crazy? Why am I angry? Why do I do this? Why am I like this? Why do I get on my people for being niggas? Why I give a fuck and nobody else does? Why, Lord? Why me? And when that little nigga came to my door, that's why. That's why. Because little niggas like that ain't got no hope unless somebody gives it to them. I'm broke too. I ain't got no job. So all of you niggas that so-called got it going on and you sitting on your ass and you ain't doing shit, are you perpetrating like you got it going on and you really don't? Fuck all y'all. And this is a diary where my little nigga Kadeem saying, Miss Stacy, thank you, because ain't nobody trying to help us. You try to help a group full of crackhead old bitches and they mama basically run you off like they want to burn a cross on your motherfucking lawn. Fuck y'all. That's what it's all about. And I'm going to stop cussing. I ain't going to cuss no more. I think I owe about $20 now. This is a diary. And when I shut my door, I ain't crying in front of my little nigga. But when I shut my door, down on my knees, and I said, you know what? That's what it's all about. I'm going to live my life. You want to be a nigga? Be a nigga. For those of you that don't, we're going to help you not be a nigga. Don't do nigga business. Don't have a nigga mentality. Quit saying what you don't have, what you can't have, what you ain't got, what you ain't. Because that's all you're going to have. Talk about how good God is and what he can do for all of us if we only believe. And quit thinking about ourselves. Quit thinking about ourselves. Thinking about my daughter. Oh, you grow and call me. I'm like, you know your mama been on unemployment. I know you get $500 with food stamps. You think once, you say, Mama, you pay my bill. Here's $50 worth of food every month. You think, well, no, it's all about you. And now you're going to move to Vegas out here with your dad because you got somewhere new to go. I told her, you didn't come back to Sac to be with me. I know that, baby. I ain't stupid. But I'm your mom, and I love you. You don't know shit. So listen, where you been? Where you trying to go? I already been. I don't give a fuck. It's about what my little nigga told me today at like 2 o'clock. I broke down. I cried, and I thank God. That's what it's about. It ain't about you old dumb motherfuckers that don't want no better for yourself. This is a diary. I do love you. And I'm going to hook up some vocals. I'm going to sing for y'all in a minute. What can I sing for you? I do love you. I love you. I love you. Woo-hoo. Now, that ain't good. I don't know. I love you. This is a diary. We'll be back next week. See, it ended in goodness. Because my nigga Kadeem said, ain't nobody helping us, Miss Stacy. That's what it's about. Helping somebody. I love you. Don't be a nigga. You better not be a nigga. I love you. See you next week.